Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3, The Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Timothy Goh. Let's turn our attention to the United States. This happened at the end of last week, the U.S. revealing a disappointing jobs report showing far weaker employment growth than expected.
And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 266,000 jobs were added in April, whereas economists were expecting nearly a million jobs to be added.
In all, 9.8 million Americans remain unemployed. So what do these latest numbers indicate for America's economic recovery?
Meanwhile, the biggest gasoline pipeline in the U.S. was shut down over the weekend due to a cyber attack. What might the fallout be from this?
And we're still talking about this. Tesla CEO Elon Musk's keenly awaited Saturday Night Live performance took place. That one saw Dogecoin plummet. He also revealed some personal information as well. Let's try and break it down with Straits Times U.S. Bureau Chief Nirmal Ghosh. Nirmal, good morning. Thanks a lot for taking the time.
So Nirmal, what's behind the low gain in payrolls in April? And does this, do you think, highlight President Biden's rocky road to recovery?
Hi there. Good morning. Yes, they were expecting a gain of 1 million and they got 266,000. So that was a huge miss. Most of it due to non-farm sector falling far short of expectations. So we've been hearing employers grumbling that they can't find people to hire. That is part of it. Why can't they find people to hire? It's because wages have not gone up or employers don't want to pay more. But there are structural reasons as well. One fallout of the pandemic is that millions of Americans have health concerns and childcare responsibilities. And many schools and daycare centers are not yet back to normal operations. And that makes it difficult for their parents to go to work. So that has to be fixed. The Democrats say pass the president's social and family welfare bill and that will fix things, but that is still being negotiated. So the American economy lost 22 million jobs back in March and April of 2020, and it is still 8 million jobs short of where it was pre-pandemic. In terms of the vaccine, more than half of American adults have had at least one shot, but that still leaves millions that need to be vaccinated. Also, many of the economists who had those expectations do not really know how the economy is going to come back, because the pandemic created a lot of unprecedented factors. Delivery services, for one thing. What happens to delivery jobs? Will those doing deliveries go back to some other job market? Will the delivery sector hold up? We just don't know these things yet. So it is quite natural that this will be a halting recovery. The expectations were a little too rosy and now reality has caught up.
Nirmal, the other issue is the operator of the biggest gasoline pipeline in the U.S. shut down operations over the weekend. This was after a ransomware attack. So how is the White House addressing any fallout from this event and could it impact oil prices?
We have not heard anything from the White House, but definitely in coming days we probably will, because it is a very serious incident. Colonial Pipeline carries 45% of the entire East Coast petroleum supply, and that includes the Northeast Corridor, which is DC, New York, Boston, including all the airports. We still have very few details, frankly. We do know it was a ransomware attack. Hackers were able to steal data. One report says they stole nearly 100 gigabytes from the company's network in just 2 hours last Thursday. And the attackers are said to be from the cybercrime gang called DarkSide, which is one of several specializing in extorting money from companies in order to protect their data. As to the impact, we do know that there is a lot of supply stranded, a lot of barrels of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel stranded on the Gulf Coast, and the futures prices of some products have fallen. But it varies and is generally somewhat muted still. The extent of the price impact is not clear yet. A lot, of course, depends on their restarting operations soon.
Nirmal, let's talk about a very colorful and controversial figure in New York City. In fact, in the United States, for that matter. The New York State Attorney General's office has now expanded its investigation of allegations of sexual harassment against Governor Andrew Cuomo. Now to look into whether one of his top advisors linked access to COVID-19 vaccines to support for the governor. Now, how have these claims come to light and can you share more details?
Right. So the governor is actually facing several investigations. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York is looking into administration policies on COVID-19 and nursing nursing homes, the deaths at nursing homes. The state assembly is investigating sexual harassment accusations as part of an impeachment inquiry. The last time a New York governor was impeached was in 1913. This latest seems to have emerged from the office of the state attorney, Letitia James, and involves the governor's vaccine czar, or former vaccine czar, Larry Schwartz, a volunteer advisor who apparently spoke with Democratic Party county executives about vaccine supplies, but seem to want to gauge their level of support for the governor, implicitly tying their vaccine supplies to that. Investigators have interviewed at least three Democratic county executives in connection with these phone calls. Certainly it has added to the fire and fury that conservative networks like Fox News are directing at the governor, because he would be a prize trophy, as he was initially such a foil to Donald Trump back in 2020 as the heroic Democratic governor of New York with his daily COVID briefings, until later all the other issues were exposed.
Speaking of Donald Trump, the former president Donald Trump's Justice Department officials in the U.S. secretly obtained phone records of journalists working for the Washington Post newspaper in 2017. Tell us a little bit more about this case, Nirmal.
Yes, so Donald Trump's Justice Department secretly obtained the phone records for three Washington Post journalists who in 2017 were reporting on Russia's role in the 2016 presidential election. So this was done in an attempt to determine who their sources were. It was part of an investigation of a leak of classified information. The department last year got a court order for the Post reporters' work, home, and cell phone numbers covering that period in 2017 when they were on this assignment. And it appears to be related to an article the Post published in 2017 on discussions that then-Senator Jeff Sessions had with Russia's ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak, about the Trump campaign during the 2016 presidential race. Jeff Sessions was then a foreign policy advisor to Donald Trump and, of course, later became President Trump's attorney general. Definitely, this has sent shockwaves through media circles here. The DOJ has said the records of the reporters were obtained not to target them, but to find their source. And they acknowledged that this was, quote-unquote, rare occurrence, but insisted they acted in accordance with media guidelines policy.
All right, Nirmal, one of the biggest news over the weekend, of course, and we've been talking about it all morning here, Elon Musk, Tesla CEO, and his appearance on Saturday Night Live actually saw Dogecoin, the cryptocurrency, plummet from, the price was around, well, 70 cents US before Musk started hosting SNL, but when he mentioned the cryptocurrency, it dropped by as much as, well, 29.5% at some point. So prices of cryptocurrencies have been soaring recently, and a lot of investors are buying Dogecoin beforehand as they thought prices would go up. So what's behind the drop then? Why was there anything else significant about Elon Musk's appearance on SNL?
Well, he was pressed to explain what Dogecoin is. It's a cryptocurrency. And then there was a lot of back and forth. It's a comedy show, of course. Elon Musk said cryptocurrencies are an unstoppable force that are going to take over the world. And in the end, co-host Michael Che said, oh, so Dogecoin is a hustle. And Elon Musk said, yes, it's a hustle. And there was another significant moment in the show when Elon Musk said he had Asperger's syndrome and was the first person with Asperger's to host Saturday Night Live. That was his first public mention that he has Asperger's, which is a syndrome on the autism scale. People with Asperger's often have the ability to focus and analyze very complex subjects, but have trouble with social relationships. And he was very open about it, and that is seen as very refreshing, bringing Asperger's syndrome into the light, as it were.
We've been speaking with Straits Times U.S. Bureau Chief Nirmal Ghosh. Nirmal, thanks for your time. We'll catch up with you again next Monday.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.